Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Christina Vogt, Assistant Editor for Consultant360.com. Answering today's quick question about the 2017 hypertension guideline is Dr. James Matera, nephrologist and medical director of population health at Center State Medical Center in Freehold, New Jersey. So, Dr. Matera, in terms of reducing complications from cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and kidney disease, where does the 2017 hypertension guideline from the ACC and AHA fit in? How has it changed the landscape when it comes to managing these three conditions?
The 2017 guidelines that came out from the AHA really took us by storm for the most part, because we were coming off of JNC8. We were coming out of the SPRINT trial that looked at some of these things. So I think clinicians can assume for the most part that most adults with diabetes mellitus and hypertension will have a 10-year cardiovascular risk of at least 10%. And that places them in what we call a high-risk category that does require intervention of drug therapy for hypertension. And the marker or the surrogate blood pressure reading that we use is 130 over 80. So we know this is a high-risk population, and what the guidelines told us is that we need to intervene at those levels. When you look at the SPRINT trial in particular, that demonstrated a cardiovascular benefit from intensive treatment to a systolic blood pressure goal of less than 120. But interestingly enough, that did not include diabetic patients. And there's been some controversy on using intensive measures for blood pressure. That's where the AHA guidelines kind of helped us, because it set the standard at blood pressure of 130 over 80 as both the spark for treatment in patients with diabetes, but also kind of the baseline that we want to look for. When you look at chronic kidney disease, we've seen hypertension reported in as high as 92% of patients. That's almost every patient you see with chronic kidney disease. And there are very few in my practice that are quote unquote normotensive. And as renal function declines, the rate of hypertension increases. And high blood pressure may occur as a consequence of kidney disease, but even in this context, its presence is likely to lead to a further acceleration in kidney injury and kidney damage. Similar to our patients with diabetes, chronic kidney disease patients with hypertension are automatically assigned to high-risk category for ASCVD. And again, the threshold for pharmacological treatments, according to AHA guidelines, is 130 over 80. And when you look at that again, and you look at the SPRINT trials, that's my target that I look for right now. And I try to keep my patients within that range. Now, of course, we always look at that intensive trial. So let's say you're treating someone for high blood pressure and their pressures are low. As long as they're not having adverse effects, you can continue to do that. But the 2017 guidelines really focused in on this particular metric of keeping a blood pressure below 130 over 80. So I think that's been very helpful to guide us. And certainly you can review that piece as well in the Annals of Internal Medicine for further guidance on that.